All right, we are ready. Welcome. We've got Grace Karos, owner of American Coney Island on Lafayette in downtown Detroit. And I wanted Grace, one of my favorites. I wanted to talk to her.
You're one of my favorites. Thank you.
I wanted to talk to her about the NFL draft and how that she was one of the business people who hopefully benefited from the craziness of the draft, which thankfully everything went smoothly. How was business during that? How many hot dogs did you sell? How was business during that little period?
Well, a lot, thousands and thousands, way more than 10,000. That's for sure.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
And a lot of beers and a lot of cheesecake and a lot of gyro and a lot of chili cheese fries. Yes.
And were you packed the whole time during the 3 days or?
And from the minute, I mean, we were open 17, 18 hours straight. And the line did not stop. It was
wrapped,
and it wasn't because it was a long wait. I mean, we were moving them out. The wait was 8 minutes tops. I mean, so continual. It was like nothing we've ever seen before. And I've been through Super Bowl down here, but that was like one full day, one and a half, just three.
Okay, I'm sorry, you were breaking up a little bit there, but when you say bigger than the Super Bowl, bigger than was this the ultimate?
It was the ultimate. And the reason being, like, the Super Bowl was a 1 day event here, even though, yes, it was a little busier like back then, before, a day before or a day after. But this was three continual days of constant go.
And how many do you have any sense how many were actually locals and how many were people from out of town, or was it hard to distinguish?
Half and half. We saw a ton of out of towners. So it was definitely missed.
And did people say anything to you about your hot dogs or particularly out of towners?
They couldn't wait to get in. Yes, yeah. They loved it. They loved the service, our operation, how we did it. And we kept everyone, you know, happy and fed and quickly, and it was clean. And it was just insane. Like, I mean, there's not enough words. I don't know even how to express it. It was just like nothing we've ever seen before.
And any notables, any famous people come in that you know of, or was it just such a...
No one that caught my eye, but I was too busy to even pay attention.
Okay. And let me ask you, you know, the NFL, you know, really did a lot of preparation for this, obviously the city of Detroit. Did they work with you in any way, or was it just sort of business as usual, but...
No. For meetings upon meetings upon meetings. And they definitely worked with us, the NFL. I had a main contact there for a lot of concerns that we had prior to. The city obviously did their job. The NFL was in charge, and they did a great job.
What were your concerns? What were some of the conversations like?
Getting to our restaurant, deliveries, the road closures, where exactly it was affecting people. And, you know, in the beginning, we didn't know where all that was going to be. And it was kind of a little bit of a cluster initially because there was so much going on, but the meetings and the town hall meeting they had, which was a big one. But I had to voice my concerns and they were answered. They were respected. And once you had a contact and knew what was going on, everything worked out just fine. So everything they said happened. And I truly believe the reason, I mean, there was a lot of moving factors in this, a lot of people involved in getting this. The city of Detroit shined, but the reason it shined, and I'm not discrediting the NFL, the city, the busy Detroit, everybody else, law enforcement and all the collective partners of the Detroit Police Department, the sheriffs, the feds. I mean, I can't name them all. That is the reason this city shined for 3 days straight.
And how about your competitor? Were they just as busy, you think, or
line? That's all I can tell you.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Ever had a line.
Oh, really? And you had a line. How long was your line outside there?
Out the door, 17 to 18 hours straight. There's pictures all over the internet. Yeah, everybody can see it. I make this stuff up.
And any, did you have any catering requests from the NFL or anything, or how did that work? Or did you ever get, did you get some huge orders like 50 hot dogs or stuff like that?
Not just from a person walking in. Yes.
Yeah. So And I talked to a bar owner downtown who said, like on the Thursday, the first Thursday night, said he never made as much money since, I think, forever at his establishment. Would you say the same for you?
We've had some busy weekends and we've had some busy events, but like this event, no, we've never seen that.
You've never seen that. Do you think it'll help your? I know you still have the where people can mail order.
Out of towners, we're looking at those and inquiring, and are going to get them shipped to their homes back, whether it be Green Bay, Minnesota, wherever they were from everywhere, Dallas, Tennessee. I mean, everywhere. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And have you seen a uptick in those orders yet, or do you expect an uptick?
It's shortly.
It's a short time. Yeah. So all in all, everything was good. How's your how's your Vegas place doing?
Excellent. The Vegas place is doing great. Business as usual there. I mean, Vegas is open 24 hours a day every day. Vegas is always crazy. There's always people there.
And it's in the
D Hotel.
Uh-huh.
We also have our other two restaurants right down on the other end of Fremont Street at the Circa Resort Hotel and Casino.
Oh,
wow. It's called Victory Burger and Wings.
Uh-huh.
At Stadium Swim.
Okay.
So we do that. The same owners of the D Hotel.
Okay. And do you have any other, did you have something at the Detroit Zoo at one point? Or?
Way back when, yes.
Way back when. But so basically it's here in Vegas, correct?
Yes. Okay. The shipping of the Coney kits.
And the Coney kits. And people can get that how? How do they get a Coney kit?
Island.com. It directs you right to Gold Belly. Gold Belly is a food shipping nationwide. And they are our processors, and we ship them out right from our warehouse here in Detroit.
Okay, great. Okay. I just wanted to touch base with you. I was excited to know that you guys were kicking ass there. So, all right. Thanks so much. And I'll talk. All right. Bye. Thanks, Grace.